I Have a Little Burden relates to a song that we'll sing here in a moment. We'll start off with, have you ever been in a situation or time of your life, whether it be a long period of time or something that happens instantaneously, so to speak, where you just want to talk to someone about something that's weighing on your mind? Like I said, it can be an accumulation of events and time that for several weeks or days, you know, leading up to something, you're like, I just want to talk to somebody. Or, like I said, it can be a situation where in just a matter of minutes, it's like, I got to talk to somebody about this. I don't know what to do. I'm stumped, or I'm confused, or I need some encouragement, or whatever it is. You just got to talk to somebody. Or maybe there's situations where you're anxious to share something with somebody. Maybe you have some exciting news, you know, something you're anticipating or looking forward to, and keep it to yourself. Well, but sometimes you just want to share it with someone to see what their response is and how they react, and again, get some confirmation from them, and so on and so forth. Or maybe there's times where you're in a situation where you just want to talk to someone to bounce some ideas off of them. Not necessarily needing counsel or advice, but perhaps they do have something to say that would be of help. And just kind of bounce some ideas off of them. Maybe they can add a little bit, or they can tweak your mindset about something. And again, that's, I think we all come to those places in life. So it kind of covers a lot of things there. But I want us to think just for a moment here this morning. What is, if you could say, a common denominator of all those needs of speaking with someone? I would think a common denominator of all that is, you're not just going to do that to a total stranger that you meet in Walmart, or that you meet at the gas station, or whatever the case. But you're going to want to share those things with someone that you have confidence in, with someone that you can trust and confide in. You're not worried about them, you know, well, for one thing, laughing at you and saying, what's wrong with you, you know, and just kind of, you know, and kind of go on their merry way. But you want to share these things with someone that truly cares about you, that's interested in you, and that you can have some dialogue back and forth, especially if you're just trying to bounce some ideas off of them. Or if you're excited about something, that you can share the same passion and love with them, or whatever the case is. And it's also a thing where I would say it's, you'd want to speak with someone that you know that they're not going to reject you. Yeah, that's one of the worst things to experience. As you walk into a situation, you really want to talk to someone. You really need some help, or you need whatever it is. And you walk into that situation, and then it's like they just totally reject you. And you walk away from that thinking, what a waste. What a disappointment. But no, we look for folks that we know have our best interests in mind. Not going to reject us, not going to laugh at us, scoff at us, or make fun of us, or we leave the situation, they go, you know, someone else about it. So, what happens when somebody's not around to talk to? What happens when, we'll just put it this way, when humanity comes up short? Whether it's just a fact that you are alone, or it's another fact that you've tried many attempts and it's like there's someone there, but yet you don't get the response you're looking for, that you're needing, and you come up empty over and over. Well, I want to give you an answer this morning. The answer is, tell it to Jesus. You know, this is such a simple thought this morning, but I believe with all my heart that many of us come up short in life because we stop at just talking to someone else. And we feel hurt or rejected or disappointed that none of that worked out. So, but what tell us, dear ones, there's another step, another level we can go to. And that is, you know what? Tell it to Jesus. Because I want to tell you, dear ones, He's never going to reject us. He's never going to laugh at us and scoff at us. And He's going to be all ears, all right? And you look around us in this world today, and it's no wonder there's a lot of things that are on the rise that shouldn't be. Whether it's crime, which is obvious, divorce rates, or just simple, you know, this living together, not even getting married, all those things. And then in the more sad, graphic things, say suicide, those things are on the rise too. It's all these things, overdoses. It's sad to see those things. And you know, again, the answer, the remedy for those things, tell it to Jesus. Because He can. That's the thing where, again, as humans, we can be a help and encouragement one to another. And we should be. And we are. But yet there are those times where we come up empty. Whether it's we're the ones trying to help someone or we need some help from someone else. And either way, sometimes we just flat out come up empty because we're limited, because we're human, you see. But Jesus, He has a direct connection to the Father, the storehouses of heaven. All right? Now, I want to turn to a song in our hymnal, one we all know very well. Number 280. And I want to talk about this song just for a moment, about the author and the background of this song. So, excuse me. This song, number 280, I Must Tell Jesus, was written by Elisha Hoffman. And he wrote this back in the middle 1800s. So roughly 150 years ago. But he was in his middle age years. He was a pastor in a congregation there in Pennsylvania. And one day he came across a lady who was in deep depression, seemed beyond hope, beyond help, beyond cure. And she came to him and just crying, sobbing, just despondent. And the words that she said was, "What shall I do? What shall I do?" Just wringing her hands and just didn't know what to do. At her wit's end. And he told her, "Well, you can't do better than to take your sorrows to Jesus," which seems a natural response from a pastor to someone in need. But there was something that clicked within her because she got up and she said, "Yes, that's it. That's it. I must tell Jesus." Those are the exact words that she said in response to him. And she got it. And she went home and was able to get the help that she needed. Well, by telling Jesus. You see, because Elisha Hoffman, he was limited. He could give her some good counsel and advice, but that's about as far as he can go. But Jesus is the one that could meet her needs. And so when he left that conversation on his way home, he just kept thinking over and over about her response. "I must tell Jesus." And that's when he penned this song, "I Must Tell Jesus." So if you don't mind, let's go ahead and sing this song, number 280.
I must tell Jesus, call of my trial. I cannot bear the burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me.
So it's one of those things, I'll say this, and we all know this. If you truly believe something, you're going to act upon it. In other words, if you truly believe that the answer and the remedy to anything you face in life is in Jesus, then guess what? You will tell it to Him. That's what happens to those that are lost in sin. Those that are... It's so sad to see those that are trapped and enslaved in the bondage of sin, destroying their lives and their families' lives, and the pain, the agony, the suffering. It's so sad to see that. And to think, you know, the solution is Jesus. Just tell it to Jesus. And how many times have you heard the stories of those that maybe after years of running from God and just thinking, well, no, I just can't do that. But if they just come to the realization that if they just come to Jesus and tell it all to Him and not hold anything back. You know, let's be honest with ourselves. A lot of times when we communicate and we try to tell others our situation, and we want to tell others, and that's good. A lot of times, we hold back a little bit. We hold back from some things like, well, I don't think they can handle that. Or I don't think I want to go there. You see what I'm saying? We just don't want to do that. But dear ones, when it comes to Jesus, we don't have to hold back anything. You just tell Him everything. Tell it all to Him. From beginning to end. And even those things where you don't know where they came from. You don't know how to express it. You see? Tell that to Jesus too. Say, there's something here. I don't know where it came from or what it is, but there's just this little cloud over this area of my life or over my spirit or whatever. And there's just this gloom and this oppression. I don't know where it's coming from, Lord. Tell it to Jesus. Well, and you think of this song that we just got through singing. I just picked out a few key words that the verses covered. First one was trials. We all have trials. Big, small, medium, doesn't matter. Simple things like losing something that's valuable to you. That can be a little trial or a big trial. But nevertheless, it's a trial. Because you misplaced it. Or someone else took off with it. Or whatever the case is, that can be a real trial. And then you have some of these trials where someone that's really cantankerous that you have to work with on the job or in your extended family or a neighbor or whatever, they can be real trials too. You know, where this thing where anytime you hear their name mentioned, it's like, it can be a real trial to you. And then you consider burdens, some burdens. You know, those are the things that perhaps... This just things you dread. Maybe it's you've been dragging this burden for weeks or years. You just don't know what to do with it. And it's bogging you down. It's dragging you down, slowing you down. Those can be tough. Burdens that maybe it's things that were just kind of dumped on you, so to speak. You're like, where'd this come from? I didn't ask for this, you know. But it's a burden. Well, you're the one. You're the only one there. You can do it. Or it's your turn. Or you got to do it. Or whatever. It's a burden. Dreading it. It's tough. And then you think of distresses. Things you can mean. That can cover a lot of things. Being distressed or perplexed about things. Just trying to figure something out. Whether it's, well, hey, we'll just put it where it is sometimes. Schoolwork. Really distressed about some things. You just can't quite get it. Or maybe it's the load of homework. Or maybe there's a teacher. Or again, on the job, you know, a really difficult thing I'm trying to figure out. It's just distressing. And I come to work and it's like, how do I get through this? Chewing your fingernails off over that thing. Then we have troubles. Just good old-fashioned troubles. Well, I got a flat tire. Or I ran out of gas. Or I broke a fingernail. You know, whatever it is. Just troubles, just little things, big things, doesn't matter. Had a little fender bender, now I got to go through all the headache and mess of calling the insurance, cops involved, and this person over here, and or whatever it is. Or ran over the neighbor's dog, and or they ran over my dog. You know what I'm saying? Just things, they're just troubles. It's life. It happens to everyone, saved, unsaved alike. Just troubles. Or maybe inflation. Things just costing more and more. Taxes going up. You know, all those things. It's troubles. We all deal with them. Tell it to Jesus. Temptations. We all have those too. The devil come along and say, nah, you can't do that. Or nah, that's too tough. Or ah, you're just a failure. You're just a loser. You know, whatever. Devil coming along, just, ah, why don't you give up? Or don't keep trying on that. Or whatever it is, you know, the devil just coming along whispering things to you. Maybe trying to lure you away with something else that you know is not right. You know is not good. And the devil going, yeah, come on, why don't you try it? No, that's tempting. Tell it to Jesus. Say, I can't resist this, Lord. I need some help. Tell it to Jesus. I'm not strong enough in myself. It's okay. You may be embarrassed to tell someone else that. Oh, that's a really weak area in my life. That can be real embarrassing. But you know what? You don't have to be embarrassed when you come to Jesus. And you say, you know what? I got some real weaknesses here. Some real temptations in these areas, and I don't know what to do with them. Every single time it comes my way, it's a real struggle. Tell it to Jesus. Then we have the cares of life. Yeah, that can be quite a wide spectrum as well. It could be the mothers with their children, just the everyday humdrum. Ah, oh, got to do this again, got to do that. It can be the fathers working on the job, same old thing. Yeah, got to go do this. Yeah, just got to keep going. It can be the grandparents, you know, taking care of their children, grandchildren, others. Whatever the case is, just the cares of life, just the... Sometimes you just get weary. But the cares of life. You know what? Tell it to Jesus. And it may seem that, well, he wasn't a father. He didn't have children. But I beg to differ. He did have children. You and I. When he was here on this earth, he was walking around in Judea and Jerusalem and Galilee and all throughout. He had children that he had to contend with. He had children he had to help. He got weary of it. And sometimes, guess what? He just had to get away. Go up into the mountain, and guess what he was doing there? Praying to his father. Whatever, get out in the boat and just take a little cruise through the lake, you know, just to get away. And went to sleep. Yeah, Jesus had cares of life too. Dealing with other people's frustrations. You ever had someone take their frustrations out on you when you had nothing to do with it? That's called the cares of life. Oh yeah, we've had, you know, driving through a parking lot or on a street or something, and something happened, totally innocent. Someone just comes up and, you know, and just making all kinds of hand gestures and like, what did I do? They're having a bad day. And you just happen to be one of them in their life at that time. It's called the cares of life. And you know what? Instead of maybe retaliating or what, just tell it to Jesus. Say, Lord, that wasn't any fun. I don't like those things, you know. And tell it to Jesus. Or maybe sometimes you're the one that feels like you want to just honk your horn at someone else or do something. So, no, tell it to Jesus. Don't take it out on anyone else. Tell it to Jesus. Because we all can get frustrated at things in life. And it's so easy to take it out on someone else. And I want to say, Lord, help us. Let's tell it to Jesus. Not take it out on anyone else or ourselves. You realize we can take things out on ourselves, so to speak. It's called this blame game and saying, well, I can't really blame anyone else. Well, I'm just the one at fault here. And so much so that we can drag ourselves down and blaming ourselves for maybe, yes, areas we came up short on. That's true. Maybe so. But so much to the point where we beat ourselves up. And I will tell you, dear ones, that's not what God wants us to do. That's not what Jesus would tell us to do. Yeah, why don't you go beat yourself up some more? Jesus doesn't do that. No. He has a remedy, a solution. First of all, we have to tell it to Him. And what about this last one? Sorrows. That's a big one. I'll add to that disappointments. Sorrows and disappointments in life. Every single one of us in this room has had to deal with this. Every single one of us. Things in life that you had hoped and dreamed would turn out differently than what they did. And it's sad. Because you can't go back in time and change things. You can't. Time only moves one direction and it moves forward. And I tell you what, dear ones, it's moving ever quicker, it seems like. I think we'll agree to that. But yet, there's things that just don't turn out quite like we had anticipated and hoped and dreamed they would. I want to tell you, dear ones, that's life. I'm not trying to say that in a cold-hearted way. I'm just saying we've all been there. And then the sorrows, again, of being in a situation where you'd hope that someone would really understand you and your situation, and they don't. Or maybe it's a sorrow of a relationship that went south, so to speak. Turned sour. Sometimes overnight, over just a simple thing that's said, or a simple thing that was done, it's like all of a sudden, boom, it explodes and like, whoa. And you walk away from that situation sorrowful, like, that's not how I wanted that to end. I'll tell you, dear ones, you have to go tell it to Jesus. Because sometimes those things can get really sticky, really quick. And it can be all those things combined to have written on the board. And in the end, we're sorrowful over it. And I want to say this. Before we can tell it to Jesus, we have to do what a scripture says. It's actually something Jesus said. And this is scripture I want to read this morning. Very familiar scripture. In Matthew 11 and 28. This is what we have to do, dear ones. We're not going to get any help from the Lord and through His Son, Jesus Christ, that's interceding for us. We're not going to get the help that we need in our lives until we do this. Jesus said, "Come unto me." We're not going to get any help that we really need until we take that first step towards the Lord. And you know what that says? It says volumes. Jesus said, "Come unto me," because He knew. He said, "All ye that labor and are heavy laden," He knew that we as humans, His creation, we're going to get loaded down with a lot of things on our wagon, on our little cart, where it seems like the axles and the spindles are just fixing to break and the wheels come apart and we're going to crash and fall off the mountain. It seems like that's going to happen at times in our life. All these things combined will load us down. He said, "All ye that labor," you know, there's times it seems like we put in triple time trying to work through some problems and difficulties in our life, and it seems like we never can get ahead. And guess what? That's when the devil comes along, temptation here, and says, "Just stop trying." You know what I'm saying? Just forget it all. Just kind of go with the flow. Don't worry about it. Oh, dear ones, we can't do that. We have to keep pressing toward the mark. We have to keep fighting, resisting the devil. We can't do that. We can't go with the flow. Look what happens when people go with the flow. Look around in this nation, this world, and see the death and the destruction and the disgusting things that are happening every day, destroying souls and lives and families and homes. That's what the devil's going to do. But dear ones, we have to resist the devil. Don't listen to his message. Don't listen to the devil. We must come to Jesus. We must take that first step. And you know what that does? That speaks volumes to the Lord, first of all, that I trust you, Lord. I'm going to take a step in your direction. I'm coming to you. I don't know what to say yet, but I'm coming to you. And you know what also does? It is showing the devil that you are resisting him. You see what I'm saying? You resist the devil, all right, and he'll flee from you. But in reality, he's only going to flee from you as quickly as you run to Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Because the closer you get to Jesus, the more safe and secure you're going to be. And the devil's going to go, I don't want any part with him. Because he was already defeated. Jesus defeated the devil. And we start running to Jesus and coming to him, guess what? That's where we find our refuge. That's where we find the rock. All right? One of the songs says, in the cleft of the rock. That's where we find our place with Jesus. That he's going to protect us and shield us from the devil that's going to bombard us with all these things of life. And yes, life happens sometimes. And it brings about the distresses, the sorrows, the temptations, the troubles, the despondency of just sitting there going, I don't know what to do next. I've done everything I know to do. I want to say, come to Jesus and tell it to him. That's what we must do. And you think about it. The last of the scripture, Jesus has an answer. He has a solution. He wants to give you rest to your souls. That's the answer. Because when you have rest and peace and contentment in your soul in the Lord, then all these other things can be going on. And it doesn't make sense to the world. It doesn't make sense to the unbelievers. But yet we can persevere and we can press on all the way to victory. And others can look at it and go, how in the world are they doing that? You know what the solution is? Every day, every hour, they're telling their troubles to Jesus. Because they realize, I can't fix them on my own. And no one else can fix them like Jesus can. And dear ones, I want you to understand this. It is good that we share with one another. I hope you understand that. Because we are there to help one another. To bear you one another's burdens. The scripture teaches that. But there comes a limit, dear ones. And we can't use the blame game and say, well, I struggled and I failed in these areas because so-and-so didn't help me like they said they would. Or their help wasn't sufficient. Because we're human. So you can't blame anyone else. And let's not blame ourselves either. Let's just bring it all to Jesus and say, Lord, maybe I have failed. And maybe I came up short. And I wish I would have done things so much differently. But don't get dragged down in those things. Let's run to Jesus. Resist the devil. Run to Jesus. Come unto him as he asks us to do. And just tell it to him. And you know, you can walk away from that feeling so much lighter in your spirit because you've cast your burdens upon the Lord. He told us to do that. And then he said, I will give you rest. Oh, dear ones, that's what the Lord wants to give every one of us here this morning. And not just us in this room, the whole world. He said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. It's an open invitation to everyone. Doesn't matter if you've been saved for 50 years or 5 years or 5 days. It doesn't matter. We're all going to be experiencing these things we have written on the board and that we just sang about, where it seems like we've reached our limit and we don't know what to do next. You know, that's exactly where Jesus wants to come in and say, I got a solution for you, child. My Heavenly Father has made some provisions over here for you. He has this thing called grace. He has this thing called power. He has this thing called understanding and wisdom and patience and all the fruits of the Spirit that He wants to give you. But it's going to come in us realizing we have need of those things, that we're not sufficient in ourselves at all. And no one else is either. When we come to the Lord, it's sending Him a message that I need You more than anything else. And that You are the answer to every single need I have in my life. And I want to add one more thing here that we could write on the board. I believe this is something else that's good to tell Jesus. I've written on the board, praise and thanks. Jesus likes to hear that too. It is so easy, we all know, to worry about all these other things. But dear ones, let's not forget what He has already done for us and what He will do for us. We need to come to Him in faith, expecting. And we can conclude our little prayer we pouring out, whether it's several minutes or a few hours worth of dumping all these things, telling them to Jesus. And we can conclude it by saying, oh, thank You, Jesus, that I have this privilege and opportunity to bring these things to You. And thank You in advance for what You're going to do for me. And thank You that You're willing to take time and listen to me, you know. Because Jesus has all the time in the world to sit there and listen to us, even if it's just going on and on and on, you know. Sometimes you tune someone out when they're going on and on for a long time. You're kind of weary with it. But Jesus doesn't get weary with it. He's like, come to Me. Come on. Keep talking. Keep sharing. He's not going to go to sleep on us. He's not going to be distracted by some cell phone or a text or an email or something. No. He's going to have 100% attention, listening to us. And here's the way I look at it. I look at it where Jesus is just standing there at the right hand of the throne of the Lord, just standing there, anticipating and waiting for us to come to Him, to initiate the conversation. Just like, have you ever been in a situation like that where you just can't wait to talk with someone? And you know, that's how I look at Jesus. He can't wait to talk with us, to hear about it, and to share with us, and to help us. So in conclusion this morning, no, I don't have the answers to life. But I know someone that does. And that's who I want to encourage you to go to. Even if it's during this service, before you even leave this room, this chapel, in your heart, you can do it at the altar too, but in your heart, you can tell Jesus what is troubling you right now. And you know what? He's going to pay attention and He's listening. And He has the answers. And even when you leave this facility, on your way home, throughout this afternoon, this evening, throughout the rest of this week, throughout the rest of your life, tell it to Jesus. It doesn't have to be in a formal setting, bowing down at a chair or your bed. That's good to do too. But it can be throughout your work day, wherever, whatever you're doing, tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Because I want to tell you, dear ones, the devil would love for us to get loaded down so much where we're about to explode. You see what I'm saying? We need to defuse it before the Lord. Before it becomes a serious issue. Defuse it before the Lord. Tell it to Jesus. Say, I don't know what to do here. It can be minute by minute, hour by hour. You know, sometimes you expect text or emails or a phone call from certain individuals at certain times. And maybe sometimes it's a real delay, you know. But I want to say here this morning, Jesus is expecting to hear from us not just once a week, Not just once a day. He wants to hear from us frequently because He knows that's how we're going to get the help that we need. And added to that, let's throw in a little bit of praise and thanks too. That's going to go a long ways in tuning our heartstrings with the Lord, saying, "Thank you, Lord, for taking time to listen to me. And thank you, Lord, that you are well capable. I know you can help." And then we can remind Him of all the answers to prayer, all the times He's already listened to us and He's helped us, and we're on to the next stage and the next phase. And then with great anticipation, we can look forward to what God's going to do in our life. You pray for me.